Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Self is Necessary. You're here today with me, Mary Kay Weinhagen, and Delray J. Bantz, who's the visionary owner of the Life Learning Center of Self. Hi, Delray.
Hello. Hello.
You're still connected? There's always this long pause after they tell us that we are scheduled to go live, and then we have to wait.
I know. I thought maybe today the pause seemed even longer, and I thought, are we all going to be together here, or did something go wrong?
It did seem longer to me, too. That's why I thought maybe I'm on the call all by myself. I don't know where it is. I want to welcome anyone who has joined us and or who is listening to us and let you know that you could go to Delray's blog at goldenwordsofself.com. Please feel free to read blog posts. There's a lot in the archives. Start now, go backwards, do whatever, calls to you. And you can also come and play with us over at Facebook. You'd go to facebook.com/Life Learning Center of Self, and Delray will interact with you and chat with you over there, too. It's always more fun for everybody if we can get in conversation with each other, which reminds me to let you know, if you're on the web with us, please feel free to open the chat box and share your thoughts with us. And if you're on the phone with us, you just need to press the number 1, and we'll see your little hand raised, and we'll put you live on the call with us where you can ask questions or even leave comments or whatever you want to do, because that's where the most is gained, as we're talking about choices and looking at the choices that you've made and knowing that you're responsible and you're accountable. And how much communication comes into play with all that. But if we're not communicating with ourselves first and foremost, but then communicating our understanding with somebody else, it just sort of sits on the table. It doesn't take us anywhere. So wouldn't we love the interaction, Delray? Have people join us here.
Yes, please do so.
Would be wonderful. One of the things you were... go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead and finish.
One of the things you were talking about recently in the poll, in your blog post, was, you know, you had asked people about you were talking about us getting our needs filled and whether or not we're doing that, gaining that independence and being in charge of our life, and we're standing in the truth about that, or if we're just bullying our way through life in order to get our needs filled, like so many people do.
Right.
And then you asked, what do you think is prompting your behavior? You pointed out that independence from the concepts and ideas that are put on you doesn't mean you have to go through life unhappy. It means, you know, that you've come to a place in your heart where you understand that each and every person has made conscious choices and has asked for the experiences they're having. What do you say to people who still stubbornly hold to the idea that they are not making conscious choices? That, because I was in a conversation with somebody in the last week too, and I was asking, what do they think prompted their behavior? And they said they don't feel like they're at choice. And as we talked, they really were having a struggle, having a hard time coming around to accepting and holding themselves accountable for the choice they made. They really, is that just because we're too outwardly focused?
We are sitting in a victim mode, and the most difficult piece for each and every one of us is to pull back from how much matter we have put into that story we call our life experiences. And so because the majority of the consciousness on the planet really does supersede and support the victim mode, even though we've got those mantras that say, you know, you have to do it for yourself and you've got to go inward. And you hear, I hear it everywhere. I hear the words everywhere, but there's no meat to it. I mean, because people are not holding themselves accountable. And if you started holding yourself accountable, you would start seeing how often you don't want to be accountable and you want to blame someone else. When you start seeing how you want to blame someone else, then you recognize, and I'm sure, like me, and like the people in the class, We've already talked about this over and over, about how sometimes it feels, how come I'm the only one? But you come to a place where you recognize that their accountabilities cannot affect you. And I think that's probably the hardest place to come to in the very beginning. Letting go of the fact that so-and-so isn't accountable, and yet by me holding myself accountable, it looks like they're getting away with something. So my suggestion to people like that is, do you want to continue living the kind of life that you have right now? It's not about so-and-so being able to get away with something. It's about you personally asking for life change. So, yes, you can continue on with the thought processes that you have, but then there's no need for you and I to have a conversation because we simply don't sit in the same vibrational rate. That's not being condescending, but there's no reason why I should try to talk someone else into life change. They either desire it or they don't. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so were you trying to talk them into an understanding instead of simply changing the subject?
Oh, we ended up changing the subject.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't be trying to talk them into an understanding.
Yes. Exactly, and you want to do that as quickly as possible when you're recognizing, because each one of us has our God right, whether we recognize that we're a God being or not, to go forward, to stay where we are, or to leave the planet. We get to make those choices, and it's not for another God being who's already walked a specific walk to say, no, you've got to do it this way because you'll be happy. And then, of course, you drag that person. You drag that person up through trees and down into the river, and you're drowning them. You know, you can imagine what you can possibly be doing when you're saying you're trying to help someone, and I'm saying no, back off. So if you like you are trying to convince someone, look at where in your own action steps you're still trying to convince yourself instead of allowing your feelings to be the director. This is where our accountability comes in. This is where we have to learn to have empathy for ourselves. This is where we have to remember the tools that anything that's coming at us is a direct recourse from what was within us. And one of the blogs that I wrote this morning really was talking about how it can't come at you unless you've already been sitting in it. It just can't. If you're having a lot of negative things happen to you, it's because you are, in your thoughts, in your opinions, in your beliefs, sitting in that negative vibration versus looking at the world with different eyes. And the uniqueness of our planet, of the way the universe works in this dimension, is that you get to be negative and then the universe will match you. So you will have all of the proof in the world that this is a negative world. But, I say that with a B-U-T, if you unto yourself say, I want to prove that my thoughts and my words and my deeds are getting matched by the universe, and you change them, you do so consciously, and you start keeping a journal of how the universe starts matching how you change each and every day, you will see that the universe will now match what you're thinking and feeling, your beliefs and your opinions are today. And if you do so on a conscious level, you will now have the greatest gift ever because you will know, uh-oh, it really has been me. That's where we have to take the accountability. So if someone is still coming at us and they seem to be in that combative mode, begin to ask yourself questions. Don't go to the same vibration of the person who's being combative, but understand somewhere within yourself you lost control and this is what's coming back. So if you can start questioning with all sincerity from the way that person is coming at you in that combative mode, you can see exactly within your own thought process that you have that break, and that's why this combativeness is coming at you. The more you have empathy and love for yourself in how many times you've fallen down, in how many times you've had a thought that says, I just want to blame that person,
right.
That's going to come back at you. It really is. And so the more and more that you start seeing, wow, there's so many nice people on this planet, you know,
right.
The more and more you're going to experience that there's really, really nice God beings on this planet. And it really is that simple. But you do have to take the accountability for each and everything that happens to you.
Wow, that's really fun. And there was, as an example of that, there was a course I had taken about a year and a half ago. I mean, it was a class I was co-giving with somebody else, and it was teaching people how to use Facebook for marketing, the business that they were in. And of course, there too, we had to talk to people about how to create relationships and make connections in social media.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were a certain percentage of that class that were just like, well, I don't go over there very much because everything's so negative and all I see is people complaining and, you know, and then trying to talk to people, because there were probably, I think there were 60 people in this course that we were giving. And it was online, so it's over the phone, so we're not physically present in the room with one another. But,
right.
You know, people, it was a conference line, and people could jump in and share their experiences. And so the gentleman that I was doing this course with said to that person, that's because of what you're sharing, what you're putting out there. You need to change what you're sharing, and you'll start seeing changes in that stream of what people are sharing with you. And she got so riled up, and she was so adamant that couldn't be true, that she actually was willing to experiment with it. And 30 days later, she was blown away. It took about a month, and her whole world surely turned upside down, because the world, that online world, I mean, because suddenly she was reading about people doing amazing things and strangers giving selfless time to other strangers and funny things that amused her. And I mean, it just totally changed the deal. And I just think that serves as such a great physical example of what you're talking about, how what you're putting out there, really, it's coming from within. And it's going to be matched.
And it can be proven on either side. And so that was the prime example. She was already sitting in one side of it, and it was in that, nothing goes right. And she has to take the accountability, as each and every one of us do, that's where our thoughts were. That's the primary, where our opinions are, where our belief systems are. It's the only way it can be matched. And so that's the toughest part about all of this that I'm teaching, is that you really have to look at where you, yourself, your thoughts, your opinions, your beliefs are sitting all along our bodies. The interactions that we have with one another have simply been the roadmap to who and what you are today. You've always had the power to change how that interacts with you, how you're interfacing with the vibration, the energy of this planet. You have been. The proof is there for you just to walk it. And as this woman showed herself, it only took her 30 days.
Yeah, it was a 30-day course, so, you know, who knows what she saw after that. But
right. And who knows if she maintained it. So that's the thing that you want to understand as well. As long as you are focused and you are maintaining the vibration, it is going to maintain itself. The minute that you stop putting your focus into change or a different vibration, it's going to dissolve, because this planet really is created like an etch-a-sketch. It really, truly is. And so the moment that you stop putting anything into the energy, it's going to dissolve itself. Now, wherever you're sitting, most of the time is what you're going to see in front of you. So if you're sitting in harmony and you're sitting in joy, that's exactly what you're going to get back. If you're sitting in, I don't feel so good, you're going to have those physical experiences where your body doesn't fix itself so good, where you have to start getting help from the outside world. Not a bad thing, but if you want to be healthy, if you want to maintain a certain kind of lifestyle, then you do have to take the accountability that your thoughts are the primary reason that you are not what you desire. Don't blame the finances. Don't blame so-and-so down the road or one of your spouse or your, you know, don't be in the blame game. That is what truly creates the negative concepts in your world. Sounds easy. It's not so easy, because we've got a lot of learned behaviors. We've got a lot of issues about not understanding the mathematics of what an atomic weight is. That's what our thoughts can create. So if we're telling a story about a life experiences that we had, as though we're still having them, we are simply recreating that vibration. Now, the experiences might look different, but they're all going to have that same lower vibration that creates disharmony within the heart. You cannot create magnificence if you have disharmony. You're only going to create disharmony.
And even that just sounds so reasonable. I mean,
it does
so
sound
common.
Reasonable, but it does take self-discipline.
It really does
take self-discipline, because, you know, there are times you're going to go, how many times do I have to? I'm changing my thought processes. But there's a lot of those underneath layers that you have to take apart, and you have to start looking at, do I want to have this emotional response or do I want to have joy? Every single moment when we choose to be sad, we had joy sitting right next to that sad, and we chose sad over joy. And we've got to start seeing when we're doing that. And it's not for someone else to be our cheerleader here. It's for us to learn how to be our internal cheerleader and to be conscious when our thoughts want to take us and tell ourselves that we should be upset because this person did this to us or did that to us. But if we started really looking when that person was interacting with us, are they truly trying to hurt our feelings?
Right.
Are they truly? Or are they making choices consciously to support their needs? And so we have to look at what that means about supporting our need. What is a need? How does one person play with another person and still support the overall self-needs? Because we get to play with other people. So it gets very intrinsic.
Mm-hmm.
Entwined, but we have to remember, even though it looks like we're entwined with another God being, we're not. The entwinement is coming within our own thoughts and our own ideals, and not losing sight how I can fill my need when it looks like I'm asking to have someone else be in my life, when I'm really simply trying to remember, this is about me. No, this is about me. I have to make sure I'm happy. I can't make a choice for someone else. And I know I've heard it for a very long time, but, no, there's no buts. Really, truly, there's no buts. If you are learning how to fill your own needs, there is such an abundance of joy that's overflowing from your heart, your friends and your family. They're feeling that. They are not feeling you're directly sending something to them, because you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be an example so they can learn to do the same thing for themselves. If you repeat over and over to filling someone else's needs, you're not going to get the recognition that you're claiming you desire. The only time you're going to get recognition is when you do it, and you're going to get self-recognition, because you're going to have the responses and the experiences in your life that prove to you you're on the right track.
And so exciting, but you're so right. This is a life learning. A life
it is a life learning.
You know, it really is a lifetime learning, because you're right. You peel through the layers, there's still going to be more questions, and they're still going to uncover. I know from my experience, I can catch that I made that choice out of a learned behavior, not in the truth. And then I start to evaluate that and challenge that, you know, a month later, there's something else that I got caught in that was just underneath that learned behavior is this other learned. It's how I built and expanded my learned behaviors is blowing me away this week. I'm starting to follow the trail, but
yeah. What is the difference between true communication and talking? And one of the things that, another thing that I've been writing about in blogs this week is about how to catch when we are deflecting. And we're deflecting out of a learned behavior, and we get so good. We think that, in the very beginning, the first time we say, I don't know, that's a deflection to give ourselves time to come up with the story that will be suitable to tell our parents when they said, why did you do this?
Yep.
Wow. But we have gotten so good with saying, I don't know, to ourselves, that even when we're trying to ask questions of our godness, what's the first thought that comes into so many people's minds? That's deflecting. So no wonder people are having so much trouble trying to connect with their true inner being, because they have deflected for so long, truthfully deflected. And so that's another thing that you have to look at. How many times am I deflecting? If somebody is questioning you and you're trying to defend your action, that's a deflection. That's one of those, I don't want to look at that I made a choice. And in that choice, this information is coming back at me. And so, you know, one of the things that I've talked about, especially for the classes, is that you got to get used to in the beginning to wear egg on your face. You've got to be willing to look at those choices that you made that were counter to the well-being of you. And sometimes you're going to feel a little humiliated. But the quicker you learn to have empathy and that, okay, but if I didn't make that choice, would I understand how important it is to truly take the time to evaluate and choose from my heart? Now, this doesn't have to be hard. Del Rey decided that she was going to make it hard for herself. So a lot of her life, she made it very hard for herself. Even as the channel beings that I work with were saying, you don't have to make it hard for yourself. Really? Because it keeps looking like I have to make it hard for myself. And so it was, it was a long time coming before I recognized, hey, I don't have to make this hard for myself. And how is that happening? Because I wasn't truly evaluating. What I was doing from a very young age was putting out a question, answering it. But in the answer, I didn't question the answer. So I didn't get to the next level of my own understanding. And that's really where we're tripping ourselves up. We want to continue to ask a question off of each answer that we get from the previous question until we get that, I can do this now. And that truly is how far you have to go until you get that. And then you get this overwhelming pressure to go do it right now. And then, of
yes.
course, we have to learn timing.
Okay. Okay, but take a breath now.
Exactly. But if you're really on the planet to get something behind you, if you want to learn something so that whatever's happening to you right now goes away, you're just going to bring something else around. Because truly, as long as we're here and experiencing on this physical plane, it is about taking off layers. And once we get our physical body into balance with the universe, then it's about learning how to expand the limits so that they're limitless on the planet. Because that's why we came here. We came here to see how well we could incorporate our godness within a limit. Because we simply got bored. Because in the fifth dimension, there's no limits. You think it, you sit in the feel of it, boom, it's there. I call it the nth degree here. But we have every right to have all of our creations.
Right, but thank heaven for the delay, because sometimes we are creating crazy.
Yeah.
I'm glad that wasn't the instant. I need a course correction. I'm glad I have time for that course correction.
Good thing for spell check.
Right. I just, you know, this is some of the beauty to me of owning that, holding yourself accountable and responsible for your choices, and knowing that we're here on a planet that does have that delay. So, you know, I mean, a lot of people, like you were saying earlier in the call, are resisting holding themselves accountable. But there's
yeah.
so much freedom in holding yourself accountable.
And
including, you're getting away from that victim game altogether. And there's huge
the
freedom in getting away from that.
The hopelessness of this is not going to change. No matter what I do, that's what we're really walking away from. We're walking away from the hopelessness that no matter what I do, it ends up looking wrong. No matter what thing I try to change, I'm still sitting in fear. You know, I remember what it was like not being able to sleep because I didn't know how my bills were going to get paid. I remember thinking, how many jobs do I have to work to get ahead? You know, as my channel beings, my elders and guardians were going, you don't have to work hard at all. You don't have to add another job. You have to feel your need, whatever that need is. You want to feel the accomplishment of the need being answered. Well,
sure.
That took almost a lifetime to understand.
And I'm
looking at, I have several lifetimes ahead of me yet in what I get to learn. We had an experience in class a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, Marty was there and I, you know, we've got some new people in the class, and we were just binging off of each other. And do you remember when one of the classmates said, "You guys make this look so much fun." And once you truly let go of those things called fear, this whole process is a blast. You
right.
know, I can spend hours and hours and hours taking one question and getting answer on top of answer and on top of answer, because it's so thrilling to feel my body when the new concept takes hold. And I can hardly wait
yeah.
to new magic, you know.
Yeah, and you really can. You feel a physical sensation and exhilaration that starts to build, too, when you've got a group of people that are willing to throw things out there and then take this understanding into their own situation and what they're doing and go, "Well, you just said, you mean that means this, that I'm doing this." You know, it's really fun.
Exactly.
And the hits just start rolling in, and that energy kind of. And we've got 10 seconds. So, what can you say?
Woo!
What do you say in 10 seconds? Wow.
We say
90 seconds.
We say goodbye, everybody. Love you.
Thank you so much. Go to Delray's blog at goldenwordsofself.com, and we will be back next Wednesday at noon Central
Time. Absolutely.
Bye. Thank you. Thanks, Delray. Bye.
Thanks, Ray Kay.